I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She's a mole woman and he flew on the back of a hippogriff. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Ellie Kemper and Daniel Radcliffe now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home. I'm Andy Cohen with two guests who are making me feel alive, damn it! They're co-starring in the interactive special Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Kimmy versus the Reverend, streaming on Netflix now. That is a great title. It's Ellie Kemper and Daniel Radcliffe. Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hey.
So, Ellie, you're in your parents' basement in St. Louis, right?
Yeah. But only because of the quarantine.
Yeah, of course. Perfect. Well, that's why I'm wearing a Cardinal sweatshirt. You and I are both from St. Louis, of course. So I got very excited when they said you were there. And Daniel, where are you?
I am in New York. I got here just before all the flights shut down and the travel ban from the UK happened.
Wow.
I was doing a play over there. And then just when that closed, I dashed over here and was able to, quarantine with my girlfriend, thank God.
Oh, yes, nice.
If I was alone right now, I would be going crazy.
And are you two, like, has it caused you to be even more enmeshed into one, or is it annoying?
No, I think we're pretty enmeshed. But I'm definitely one of the people that I feel sorry for people who are very like extroverted and rely on a lot of like social activity to kind of regenerate themselves.
Like
I am not that person.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So like I'm like a lot of time at home with a sort of good excuse not to leave the house is I'm doing okay.
Very good. By the way, so it's really cool. You two play love interests in the new Kimmy Schmidt?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, I am Kimmy's new fiance, Prince Frederick, who is a very earnest and quite stupid distant heir to the throne in the UK.
Good. I love stupid royalty. Well, I love Kimmy Schmidt too. And Kimmy Schmidt can never get enough candy. But when it comes to Ellie's preferences, what does she want more of? And what makes her say, fudge that sugar? Ellie, I'll present you with pairs of people, places, or things. Tell us which you'd rather get with Kimmy Schmidt. Okay, so what would you like more of, new episodes of The Office or real-life Office cast reunions?
Real-life Office cast reunions.
What would you like more of, long hugs or long kisses?
Choices, long hugs, did you say?
Long hugs. Hugs. Okay. But now what if I throw Uggs into the equation? Would you prefer Uggs, hugs, or kisses?
I want a long Ugg.
That's oh, you want a long Ugg. You do. Interesting.
A really long Ugg up to my thigh.
What would you like more of? Robert Pattinson taking photographs of himself or you taking photos of Robert Pattinson?
Oh, I'll take some photos of Rob Pattinson. I mean, I'm married, but I'll take some photos of him.
What would you like more of? Britney Spears Instagram posts or Leslie Jordan Instagram posts?
Britney Spears. Love that girl.
Okay. What would you like more of? Joe Exotic on TV or Carol Baskin on TV?
I guess Joe Exotic.
All right. Very good. I love your opinions. Daniel, we all know that your life has been full of magic, but I want to get specific about what went down during a few of your career's most thrilling chapters. I'm going to list off activities. If you've done them, say, well, I'll be damned.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah. Have you ever gone out in public in disguise?
I'll be damned, yes.
Wow.
I went, I dressed as Spider-Man at Comic-Con once, and then also, like, every Halloween is a good time to go out wearing a mask. Actually, like, obviously, the current situation with a lot of masks is sort of, you know, I'm getting a lot of face coverage time. But before, when it was novel, Halloween was a very good time to do that.
Have you ever let someone call you Harry in the bedroom?
No.
Has anyone ever asked?
No. I would say no. Everyone trusted that judgment on that.
Yes. Have you ever had a crush on a co-star?
I mean, yes. Yeah, my girlfriend who I met on set, and then we're now dating 8 years later. So that's a crush that turned into a lot more.
Have you ever met the Queen?
No, I've never met the Queen.
What is the highest royal you've met?
I met Princesses Eugenie and Beatrice at the first Harry Potter premiere.
That's the highest?
Yeah.
You who played Harry Potter? You haven't met William, Harry, or Charles?
No. Wow. I mean, I guess I haven't, you know, I haven't sort of sought it out either, but
okay.
Okay.
Now,
I don't know, yeah.
Riddle me this. Have you ever waxed your balls?
No, that's where I drew the line on waxing. The one time I waxed, I couldn't imagine that kind of pain. I got my arse cheeks done, and that was about my limit. I was like, I don't know how people do that.
Because we did, I mentioned Equus to you before the show, because we did all see you totally naked on stage on Broadway. Yes.
Yeah. That happened. I very often meet people, and one of the first things they say is, oh, I saw you in Equus. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, we know a lot about each other.
Right. That's really funny. All right. Thank you very much, Daniel. Ellie and Daniel, your new special lets viewers choose your character's storylines. But when it comes to making choices, do you two have a special connection? I'm going to ask you both questions, and I want to count down 1, 2, Kim, 3, and then you'll say your answers at the same time. Okay. What's worse, being a bad tipper or not holding the elevator? 1, 2, Kim, 3.
Being a bad tipper.
Bad tipper.
Okay, excuse me. Which would you rather have, an invisibility cloak or a pet owl? 1, 2, Kim, 3.
Invisibility cloak.
Ah, I think I would take the cloak too. Which spinoff would you rather watch, a Game of Thrones spinoff or a Big Little Lies spinoff? 1, 2, Kim, 3.
Big Little Lies spinoff.
Little Lies.
Wow. Daniel, did you watch Game of Thrones, by the way?
I saw I came in and I had never seen any of it. And then my friends were having viewing parties for the last 2 episodes. So I jumped in for those last 2 and caught up. And you know, I kind of wished it, like getting into Game of Thrones Twitter for two episodes was really fun, and it made me wish I had watched more of it. But yeah, it was that was my exposure. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the compatibility. What are you more guilty of, cursing or complaining? 1, 2, Kim 3.
Cursing.
Complaining.
Oh, that's a lie. You don't complain.
You don't this seem like person. A complainer.
You ran through the woods and did fight scenes with Jon Hamm while pregnant. Like, you don't complain.
And complained about it endlessly.
All right, who is the true queen? Who's the true queen of pop music? 1, 2, Kim 3.
What, no options?
No, it's just your own. It's your own. Wait, this
is
pop music.
Yeah, sure, you can call Beyonce.
Right. Well, then, yeah, I feel like Beyonce must win it then, surely.
Okay. Last up.
Yeah, I mean, she's the queen of everything.
Who would make a better wingman, Prince William or Prince Harry? I mean, the only royals that Daniel has met are Eugenie and Beatrice. But 1, 2, Kim 3.
Prince Harry.
Harry.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
Okay.
I dropped the prince. I was so familiar with him. I was just like, Harry.
I know.
Prince Harry.
Okay. We have some burning questions to get to. Ellie, John Ann wants to know, how exciting was the recent Office reunion on John Krasinski's online show?
It was great as it could be. It was all virtual. So I didn't actually, you know, it's seeing people over Zoom as we all are these days, but it was as good as I could have hoped for. Those guys were the best.
Right. Daniel, Jenny O said, since you're a huge Top Chef fan, who do you think is going to win it all? And who have you been surprised to see go home? Are you up to date on Top Chef?
Yes, I am. I mean, like, I have been surprised. Who have I been surprised by? I mean, like, there's been a lot of people that have gone home, like Eric. There's like some very strong people went home, like very early on. Nini, a bunch of like very, very good people. And then I feel like Melissa had a little bit of a shaky week this week, but she seems like the kind of, I don't know, she seems just like week after week to be like very, very much impressive. So
Are you a good cook, by the way, Daniel?
I'm a terrible cook. I don't cook. I'm the worst. I have no, that's why I watch it, because it just seems like they're doing, it's the most incredible skill. And then on that show where they just like make them do the craziest stuff and like don't give them food to cook with and 10 minutes to do it in. It's great.
All right. Well, okay. I'm not going to ask you to cook me dinner then. Kimmy Schmidt may have an iron will, but the characters you both played in Bridesmaids and Swiss Army Man definitely did not have iron stomachs. So we're going to see how your real life experience with nausea compares. This is possibly a new Hallmark Watch What Happens Live game. It is time to play Have You Puked There? Okay, the name says it all. I'm going to list places where you may have vomited, say yes or no. And of course, this is in homage to characters you both played in the past. Have you ever puked at a movie premiere?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Have you ever puked in a public park?
Probably.
No.
I can't I'm gonna bet on the side of yes.
You're gonna bet on the side of yes. Have you ever puked on a commercial flight?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Ellie did something. Was it really bad? It sounds memorable.
I forgot that a lot of people often probably experience air sickness and get sick, which is why. But yes, I just puked on a flight and I had to be escorted off by like firefighters.
Wow, that was recent?
It was years ago. No, it was eight years ago after my honeymoon. But I was just, you know, I think I was dehydrated.
Have you ever puked on a roller coaster?
Nope.
Yeah. Yes, you have, Ellie?
Of course, Andy. Six Flags is like a stone's
throw. I knew it was going to be Six Flags. Six Flags over Mid-America. I knew it. I was like, she's puked at Six Flags. Oh my God, that's so funny. Have you ever puked into a New York City trash can?
No.
Have you ever puked into a handbag?
No.
Daniel, have you ever like carried a little man bag?
I think probably like, yeah, when I was 15, I had like a sort of satchel affair that I was taking around myself. The satchel affair.
Yeah. It sounds like a bad Have you idea. Ever puked before an audition? I cannot believe how long this game is.
I puked on set once, but not an audition. I puked in trailers.
Okay, we got some viewer questions here. How awkward, Brett B wants to know how awkward it was when you had to stick your finger in Daniel's mouth during the Kimmy Schmidt special.
First of all, I would long to do that. I wish that were safe to do now. I would like pay top dollar to be able to do that now, Dan. I'm sorry, but I would.
Thank you. No.
Sticking your finger in someone else's mouth right now?
I know.
I think about it all day long.
All day long and into the night.
Yeah.
I don't know. Daniel. I'm sorry for you that I had to do that.
No, not at all. You did it really well.
Okay, well, by the way, did you puke when Ellie stuck her finger in your mouth? Because that would be a time to puke, right?
No, it was more of like a fish hook into the side of the cheek more than a sort of puking
Got
thing.
It.
Yeah, it was better than that.
Leah S. emailed, Daniel, have you spoken to Rupert Grint since he welcomed his first child?
Yes, I texted him the other day, actually, just being like, yeah, congratulations. I mean, you know, I'm so happy for him. And it's very, very cool. It is also like super weird for me to think that we are all of the age where we are having children, but we definitely are.
It's weird for all of us.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, we're all just like a terrible yardstick for how old we were. I remember like when I turned 30, a lot of people in my life were really depressed to find out that had happened.
Right. I'm sure. Ellie, Grace T texted and said, can you give us any details about the new Home Alone reboot you're in? Do you get to scream your son's name while you're playing the mom? What can you tell us?
Yeah, so I hope that everything keeps going smoothly. We were in the middle of shooting it in Montreal when everything got shut down. So I hope when it's safe and appropriate to go back to work that we can. But basically, what can I tell you? I don't know. It'll be like a lot of fun. I don't want to give away anything.
All right. That's good. Daniel, Lexi R wants to know, who was the most random person who checked in on you after the fake rumor came out that you were the first celebrity with Corona?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I guess it wasn't random, but like the producers of the show that I was in, I had to be like, I don't have Corona. Like, please don't panic. I got a lot of texts from, family members. I feel like actually my girlfriend got more texts about it than I did. But like, that was just very, very strange. And who knows? I might still get it. And now no one will care because they'll all just be like, well, you had it.
Not true.
Not that I'm
He's fine.
He's fine. Yeah. He had it once. He's got antibodies.
Yeah, I'm not falling for that again. Ellie Jess C texted and said, do you think BJ Novak and Mindy Kaling are meant to be?
That is a question for the two of them. I think they're both extraordinary individuals and my good friends. What is
Daniel,
that answer?
That's a really good answer. I would vote for you. I think you should run for office. What's the first thing you both want to do when this whole quarantine thing ends? Ellie?
I just want to hug the people that I love and haven't seen. Listen, that was the sweetest answer anyone could have given. Good luck, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to stick your finger down Dan's mouth. Dan, what do you want to do?
I honestly, like, just go outside without stressing about it and, like, you know, not feel that when someone starts talking to you that you have to, like, lean away a little bit or, you know, just, like, those times. Also, when things do go back to normal, and I really am going to find it very hard not to shake people's hands because I'm a compulsive handshaker and I feel very rude not doing it, but I guess we're not going to be doing that for a while, so I'm just going to feel like I'm being horrible.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well,
he's so
we'll see.
Mean.
Yeah. I know. He wouldn't even shake my hand.
Well, these days, it's easy to feel like we're all lost at sea. So for tonight's Moment of Mazel, we're checking in with Below Deck Mediterranean's Captain Sandy and finding out how she stays grounded. Take it away, Captain Sandy.
Hey, everyone. I wanted to share what I'm doing while I'm staying at home and how I'm staying positive and optimistic about the future. I know this will pass. And what I do is I find myself stalking people on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. It's so interesting. I never really did that before until lockdown. The other part is I actually tried to do TikTok. Leah showed me some dance moves, but I think I need a little improvement there. I'm obsessed with that TikTok, to be honest. Like, I love watching it, and I mean, it's hilarious. The other thing I do is, you know, I like to play the DJ. What can I say? Secretly, I think in another life, I wanted to sort of be a DJ. I love being a captain. And I keep thinking about, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get back to the sea. And I watch a lot of Bravo. And I'm so happy that Watch What Happens Live and everybody's getting creative on how to stay connected. That's what I do.
Thank you very much, Captain Sandy. And I want to thank my guests, Ellie and Daniel. We will see you tomorrow night. We got Amy Sedaris and Leslie Jordan at 10:15 after the Vanderpump Rules finale. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy. I'm here with the stars of Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. Kimmy versus the Reverend, streaming on Netflix now. We've had terrible connectivity issues during the show, so we're going to see if we can bang out a little bit of an after show. Kimmy, how long have you been in St. Louis with your family?
I've been here since mid-March. So I was working in Montreal when everything went down. And so, yeah, we've been here for a while. We thought, oh, we'll stay here for 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks, of course, for everyone turned into 2 months. And
wow.
We turned into maybe 2 years.
Wow. Daniel, Mark T emailed and said, is there a role that we would be surprised to learn that you went out for, but you didn't get?
Probably. Oh, I mean, I auditioned for a film like years ago. I auditioned for a film called Equilibrium, which was a Christian Bale action movie. And I did not get that. And because I didn't get that, I was able to do Potter, which I was also auditioning for at the same time. So that worked out.
Really worked out. Last question. Savannah B texted Ellie, who's more Dilfy?
Yeah, I have a hard line.
Ellie, who's more Dilfy in person, Steve Carell or John Hamm?
Sorry, who's more guilty?
Dilfy.
Oh, gosh, I'm not going to answer that question.
Well, because she won't answer. Also, because wasn't John Hamm was your teacher at Burroughs, right?
So, yes.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But, I mean, did you guys have crushes on him at that time when he was your teacher? I mean, it would be hard. Yeah, of course. It would be hard to, yeah.
It would be hard not to. He was like this handsome man teaching us theater, like artsy, handsome man. Yes, everyone. But I do want to emphasize he's a very good teacher. I feel like that's always gets lost in this.
Yeah.
He was a good teacher.
Very good. Well, you're both good teachers of how to be patient during a show with poor Wi-Fi connections. I want to thank both of you very much. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Daniel. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Thank you.
Versus the Reverend, streaming on Netflix. Thanks, guys. Great.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Thank you, Andy.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.